98.1 KZE, delighted to have back in the studio with me today Joanna Hess of Art Studio Views, now in their 18th season, taking place over Labor Day weekend. Welcome back, Joanna.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be here.
Yeah, always lovely to see you. Congratulations on 18 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is. So that was, that's almost, let me do the mental math, that's almost 20 years. So
2008. I'll make it easier for you.
Thank you. I didn't want to make you know it off the top of your head, but
I've been doing it for 14 of those 18 years.
So you must enjoy it.
I enjoy most of it.
Yeah.
I enjoy the social aspect of visiting the artists myself, and I get a preview of the studio tour by selecting who's going to be on it.
That is pretty cool.
And that's so a nice that perk. Part is the best. Dealing with the finances and the logic and the PR.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully this is the least painful part of the PR.
Yeah, well, this is the best part, coming to this studio. I love it.
Art Studio View. So this is the Northern Dutchess and Southern Columbia County Art Studio Tour, and it is free. It is self-guided. What else kind of off the top would you like to tell us about it?
I have found that when teenagers come with their parents, it's a different experience. And they get to see and touch a variety of materials that they may not be familiar with. So we encourage families. The one thing about the families is please leave your pets at home.
Okay, because these are people's private homes, and you never know who's got allergies or a dog of their own that's not excited to see other dogs.
So yes.
That makes a lot of sense. So bring your well-behaved children, leave your pets at home
for
this one.
Your curious children.
Yeah, especially your artistically inclined children, because as you said, I mean, it's so amazing for a young person to see all of these different studios and maybe see a medium that they didn't even know was an option and be inspired by that.
Yeah, I'm excited this year to welcome back 7 artists who have taken a break.
Okay.
And one of those is Dia Archbold, who's at the top of the tour in Germantown, who works on glass.
Cool.
It's not stained glass, but it's hand-painted, and then it's just beautiful. And it's a medium that is unique.
Yeah.
And most people don't even know it exists. They're familiar with stained glass, but not hand-painted leaded glass.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine her studio must be stunning.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So how do you recommend folks approach Art Studio Views? Is there a route that they should follow, or pick a zone and try to hit all of those? What's your recommendation?
Well, when we invite people, I do think of clusters. So that if you're at, let's say you are in Germantown and there's 6 artists in that area, you may want to go to all of them. But if you don't like a certain medium, you might want to skip it. Or if you've been on the tour many years and this person's also been on the tour many years, mm-hmm. you might want to go to one of the new artists.
And who's new?
And who's new? Oh, Russell Bogdan, who does live in Germantown, is new. And also Henry Noon, who lives in Rhinebeck. And he's interesting because I knew him as a child.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his mom has been on the tour before. And I didn't realize he grew up to be an artist.
Yeah, that's so
cool. So it's very exciting. So he's going to be in his mom's studio in the village of Rhinebeck.
Oh, magnificent.
Yeah.
This is such a beautiful area, this side of the river. You know, every time I have reason to drive around kind of the country roads and the back roads of Northern Dutchess, it's like so stunning. And I can't imagine a nicer way to see it on a summer day than going art studio to art studio.
And you have permission to go down those long driveways.
That's right.
Follow our yellow signs that say Art Studio Views with arrows pointing you in the right direction. So we have a map that gives you everybody's address and directions, but most people use GPS at this point.
Sure.
And then they get close and then they notice the signs.
Yeah. This is kind of a wild thought. Has anybody ever done it on a bike? Is it maybe too big to do that?
They've done Rhinebeck.
Mm-hmm.
The village of Rhinebeck has had more and more people. And I did notice a friend of mine, and he couldn't buy anything because he couldn't carry right. it, but he could come back.
Well, that's, yeah, you could, if you could do the first day tour a little bit on your bike, and then if something really catches you and you want to come back and buy, then you know where it is.
Exactly. And it, I'm hoping we have this weather.
Yeah.
This beautiful weather again. Last year we had ideal mid-70s, and it was perfect.
Yeah. And again, it's Labor Day weekend this year, and I believe it's 11 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. And I know some of the artists remain open on Monday as well.
Half of the artists, 14 of them, are going to also be open on Monday.
That's really nice of them. That's big to have a 3 full days of people stopping by and visiting.
They figure we're set up.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
And last year it was very successful. But we have a little pink dot on the map, an asterisk. So those are the ones that are open Labor Day as well as the other 2 days. So try to look at that and not just show up.
Yes, yes, please do. Artstudioviews.com is the website. And where can folks get a map? Can they download one from the website? Are there places in person?
It's a little cumbersome to download it from the map, but we have 6 headquarters in each town. We have the Hyde Park Artist Collective, Betsy Jacaruso Gallery, Art Gallery 71, both in Rhinebeck, Juliet Harrison's Equus Art Gallery in Red Hook, and the Tivoli Artist Gallery in Tivoli.
Fantastic.
All have brochures, all have directions for you. Most of them have bathrooms you can use.
Oh, that's nice.
Because when you're at a studio, the artists aren't letting their houses be open.
Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And we have a lot of people who have invited a friend to help them at the studio.
Yeah, that's also very wise. Have you been on the tour before?
I was on the tour before I took it over.
Okay. Yeah.
And got conned into doing it. Uh-huh. And it's a lot of fun for me.
Yeah.
Because my husband and I have an art gallery in Rhinebeck, and I get to see other artists we don't represent. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I say, hey, you know, I met. And we might carry them.
I imagine it's a great way for, you know, folks in the art world to connect in this area.
We have a brunch before the tour where everybody meets one another. It goes on for hours. We just want to talk. And then after the tour is over, we have a picnic to discuss how did it go? What do we need to do better? What worked really well this time?
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, actually, that brings me to a question that folks might be wondering, which is if somebody is an artist in this area, maybe they're new to this area or just finding out about the tour, how can they apply? Is there a way to apply to get on in future years?
They can go to our website, artstudioviews.com, and send me a note.
Very cool. Art Studio Views in its 18th year, taking place Labor Day weekend. 30 artists on the tour in Northern Dutchess and Southern Columbia counties. So that's 11 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, and about half the artists staying open on Monday as well. Joanna, anything else we should know?
We have a lot of sponsors this year, and we encourage KZE listeners to go and support them because they're supporting the art scene.
Awesome.
That's going on here. And just go to our website. Everything is there. The sponsors, the artists. We also have events. So the Ulster Savings Bank and the Betsy Jacaruso Gallery have exhibits of the artists right now.
Oh, beautiful.
Through the end of the month. So you can preview the artists and the artwork and go, oh, I've got to see a lot more of that, or, oh, I know that person, I don't need to see any more of that.
Right.
And even people who have been on the tour are creating new work.
Very cool.
So.
Awesome.
I welcome everyone. I hope to see you out on the tour. Bring water.
Smart.
And snacks.
Artstudioviews.com. Joanna, thank you again for joining us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.